Let's go overseas right now to London. Visit live with ABC's Tom Rivers, who's joining us right now. Good morning or good evening to you, Tom. The UN officials that are looking at these hospitals in Gaza are just utterly horrified by the destruction there. Let's get into this and unpack what the UN officials are seeing.
Exactly. Well, the word really comes from Volker Türk. He's the UN's top human rights official based in Geneva. We've seen bits and pieces, pictures over the past few months about the incursions by the IDF into a couple of hospitals in Gaza, the Shifa Medical Center in Gaza City, and the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. And in the words of Türk, he's horrified by the quote-unquote extent of the destruction, but even more alarming, the fact that mass graves have been found at outside of both of these locations. 283 bodies recovered at the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, and around 30 Palestinian bodies at the El Shifa Hospital in Gaza City. And the question is, how did they get there? How were they killed? Et cetera, et cetera. The IDF has come forward and said that basically they were digging up the bodies to see if there were any bodies of hostages there. The Palestinians say, no. They're all Palestinians. Some of the bodies were naked and their wrists were tied together. What's required, Türk says, is a full, independent, transparent investigation, an international one, to get to the bottom to find out who's telling the truth.
Now, these were areas, as I understand it, that were always under examination or to close eyes because of the siege that was going on. How did something like this happen when so much of the world's gaze was directed pretty much right there?
Well, I mean, it happened in the fog of war when you got, 34,000 people that were killed now in the past 6.5 months in Gaza. There's going to be some bodies. And as I say, these two locations, you had some deep graves, if you want to call it that, mass graves cut. And now, all of this time later, the bodies are being recovered. And the questions remain, who was responsible?
And the Hamas is culpable in this, in the fact that they have built these tunnels and, you know, all the information that we've been receiving about them using these hospitals sort of as a human shield. What are UN officials saying about that situation?
They're not even talking about the tunnels. They're saying, we don't want to listen to Hamas. We don't want to listen to Israel. We want to get independent international observers in there, forensic experts, to determine who fired the bullets, who killed these individuals, or who bombed these individuals, why did it happen, and by definition, who's responsible for the possibility of war crimes.
Mm-hmm. And if these were execution-style killings or killings that happened in the course of normal crossfire in that war. Also, Tom, what do you think is going to be the repercussion on the discovery of these mass graves here in the U.S.? Because we've seen campuses across the states that are being disrupted by some of these pro-Palestinian protests.
It's hard to say. Certainly the temperature is rising. It has been rising here in the UK with protests as well. And, you know, most people just say, we want this to cease. We want this to end. We want it to end yesterday. So how long is the piece of string? I don't know. But, yeah, I think certainly the pressure on Washington, on London, on Israel to find some finality is going to only increase certainly in the coming months.
Yeah, it's going to be something we'll continue to follow. ABC's Tom Rivers, thanks for the information. As always, we'll look forward to the next one.
Take care.